Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time with you again today, and as I even begin to, or as Greg and I do and the many others who help shape and form our mountain life and the ways we try to share our vision and mission and the beautiful message given to us, I welcome you to just settle where you are and have a deep sense of who and what is around you. We turn to people and places and things, and you might hear, I don't want to presume it, you know, but to get insight or direction, and that's always helpful. But the beautiful thing is that insight and direction are with us, deep within us, right now. William Blake, a friend, in a certain sense of Merton, someone before him as a British poet and mystic said something like this, that all that is without is within. And you may have heard me share that before because it seems to me a beautifully directional insight to wisdom. Our invitation is to look out and in at the same time, to have a way of seeing that isn't only in one direction, but is what contemplation is, the richness and fullness of opening up to wholeness, to finding within ourselves, but yeah, sure, with help of others, and especially with the guidance of our own tradition, and I would say here the guidance of our Christian tradition, and then even more deeply the richness of mysticism in our deeply Catholic universal faith, that we might find a path within that helps us move out. And those places without us, around us, that are very difficult, that would help us find our way within. So that our walk becomes one walk. And we each are integral and authentic. We're really who we are. So, boy, did Dan get way out there on a lot of ideas already. So welcome to summertime. Welcome to the wholeness and the fullness of things and things that are just around us. So much takes our attention as we take a little time here. Beautiful pictures from Greg yesterday as he was attending to his family and enjoying a setting. Greg Lacamelli, again, he who co-ministers this site with me, sent me some pictures, and one that had me look through a wine glass and feel the mirroring of the world and the fullness of creation through a little bit of a thing of a glass. And the surrounding mountains and hills, the brilliant greens of near Charlotte, Charlotte, Virginia. There's the picture, the felt wholeness, the completeness of the brilliance of glory. It's ours right now, and our longing for it is very real. And here's a passage from St. Clair that may help us attend to it a bit. In writing to a woman she had reached out to and who had reached out to her, Agnes of Prague, she writes, "Place your mind before the mirror of eternity, and place your soul in the brilliance of glory. Place your heart in the figure of the divine substance, and transform your whole being into the image of the Godhead itself through contemplation, so that you may feel what his friends feel as they taste the hidden sweetness which God himself has reserved from the beginning for those who love him." An image that might seem very large and scopy helps us come back to a depth sense of friendship and sweetness of the food that God gives us when we're close and here with one another, hungry for it. It's reflected often in the Gospels these summer Sundays, and another one is happening for us this weekend, and I'm struck by it. People are wandering, looking, and I'm saying, you know, besides looking to good teachers and places to find it, take a while, draw aside, listen, and feel it within. God gathers us. In a passage from Jeremiah that we've heard today, possibly there's a beautiful sense of being gathered as a remnant and being brought back to a meadow. A meadow, an open, clear and open space, as the psalmists say. And they're finding there the food and the very needs that we have answered by the abundance of God's banquet for us. But so much of that in our consumer world isn't outside us. It really is within us. It's the pausing that we're doing here with one another now. Not turning away from the world or our loved ones or those who might even be beside us. If we're doing this with earbuds in. Any way in which we seem to not so much privatize but individualize an opportunity to listen, to see and find. Well, one gathers us, the whole world does now, and Claire helps us hear it, and I saw it as I walked by the pond and the mountain last night, how this little bit of water, sister water, mirrored the world around it. She caught up the clouds and the hillside and the trees and the beautiful little place where we swim in there, the simple dock that goes out into sister water, an entrance, a promise that if you dive in, you can go deep. It's over 11 feet deep in the middle. And again, with Greg yesterday, the beautiful depth feeling in few words of his time with his family, his wife and two daughters. And then in this picture, among others, he sent the loveliness of the mountainsides. We would say captured, maybe we would better say held, reflected back from a glass of wine. A wine may not be your beverage, you may wisely choose otherwise. If you come to the table in a Christian gathering, there's an offering of usually wine, sometimes grape juice and bread. It is in simple foods that we find the fullness of life. Simple times like this when we open our hearts to listen. Given, fed from without, we find the food within. So it's not either or, but it's both. And each other being hungry together with a world that's hungry, scattered and shattered, broken, and yet I risk saying what seems almost blasphemous, that there's a wholeness here and a fullness here. If we take a moment and see what is mirrored here, here for us to see in that hidden place of contemplation, that gives you and I, as we take a little time like this, the capacity we find it within us to rise up here and care for the world. In the gospel today, Jesus reflects the fact that there are sheep without a shepherd, and he feels this deeply in his heart, a longing for us and others. This, I would say, is Pope Francis and others who are longing for more shepherds as they see sheep without shepherds. And you and I might say, who do we gather into? The little ways in which we might be reaching out in big ways to the world around us. How might we be picking up a glass of wine or water or lemonade or by a pond and seeing in and imaged the possibility of a wholer and fuller world, a mirroring back of completeness we barely believe in, not only possible but actual now. Real, ready to be realized in the activity of our lives. But first, as Jesus says in the gospel today, as you might be hearing, and so you're here listening with me, to come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Our world comes and goes around us in great numbers as Jesus goes on, and people have no opportunity even to eat, but rather than turning away, we turn in, we turn out, we find the food, we set the table, we share the images and dreams and visions we have. Blessings, my friend, as you've entered into this day, time, evening, hour, let us hold each other well and feel within and without God's most holy blessing of peace. The Lord give you peace.